things we worry about. The human race is under many threats. We constantly hear about some of them. Some are from nature, some are from other humans, some from countries, and some are said to be coming from outside our galaxy. Some may be real while others may be imaginary. I am not saying some that are classified by others as imaginary really are or are not, I make no judgment on that. First of all is a threat which is scaring many people. I believe it is mostly from nature but many others think we brought it on, and we have to live without many of the advances we have brought to this planet to solve it. The Earth goes through many cycles and I believe we are caught in a warming cycle. I believe we might be contributing to it in a small way, but it is mostly natural. I also believe if we tried to correct it in a rational way, we might be able to at least stop it from getting any worse. The administration states it is bad to use oil, but it seems they are only talking about American oil, because they want to burn foreign oil. This is no solution at all and is absurd. Many ideas have been put forth but I don't see backing for any of them. One which should be experimented with is a way to remove carbon from the atmosphere, but there are many other ideas which should get more backing. I think global warming could be solved if we really decided as a country to put enough resources behind solving it like we did with the creation of the atom bomb or the Apollo program. Speaking about the atom bomb, we are constantly under threat of a nuclear attack and the threats are getting worse. Recently North Korea stated their nuclear arsenal will not only be for defense. This was an indication they might consider a first strike if something angered them. That is just what this world needs, another psycho. Then there was the new Russian threat of a nuclear war and the deals being made by this administration with Iran. It is unbelievable we would make any deal with them which would allow them to create a nuclear weapon, especially when they have death warrants on some of our former officials. As more nuclear weapons spread throughout the world, we have to worry about a terrorist getting hold of one and now that our borders are open, they could easily smuggle one across. Then there is the threat of launching nuclear weapons into orbit over our heads to be used against us if the need arises. Diseases are always a threat and now that we allow anyone into the country without any check for diseases, we can expect diseases to be on the rise. Monkeypox may well have come from someone sneaking over the border. No matter how much we vaccinate ourselves, these diseases mutate and make some of the vaccines less effective or ineffective. There should be real cooperation on stamping out diseases by all the countries of the world acting together. Recently, we noticed the World Health Organization can't do the job. Now we Americans have a new worry. Most of us didn't really worry about crime very much. We knew it was there but we depended on the authorities to keep us safe. Today many of those authorities are busy tying the hands of the police and cutting their budgets. Laws have been changed in many places to favor the criminal over us and the police. It is hard to believe, but in some places, it is illegal for a policeman to chase an escaping suspect. Other laws have been changed so most of the criminals arrested in some states are immediately released and those who have to go before a judge are also released. It is now being said in some states you are allowed to shoplift if you only take a certain amount of merchandise. This has led to gangs taking that amount then going to the next target and doing the same thing. As bad as that is, the shootings have gotten much worse. I have heard so many times about people being shot in Chicago on weekends, it makes me sick. Just recently there were 50 shot there and on the same weekend over 30 shot in New York City. This isn't even unusual anymore. If you travel on the New York City subway, you are taking your life in your hands. I have never heard of so many people being pushed on the tracks. In New York, politicians keep making the gun laws stiffer but they already had the most severe gun laws and instead should be going after the shooters. People are also worrying about the threat of an extraterrestrial attack. There has been a lot of talk lately about extraterrestrials abducting people for the purpose of learning our weaknesses. One of the races of aliens talked about as potential enemies are the ones called the mantises. They are said to look like a praying mantis, taller than a human and walk on two legs. They communicate telepathically and by clicking sounds. There are also said to be other races which perform examinations on humans after abducting them. Supposedly, some believe there is a war going on between the extraterrestrials for this planet, and it is believed that is why there are so many alien ships which crash. They are said to be shot down by other aliens. In a way, this would make sense. Think about it, if a ship is capable of traveling across the galaxy, it is hard to believe it couldn't travel safely around the Earth. There is another worry, and it is about our science. As science advances, there are more experiments which many see as very dangerous, being performed. It is believed one such experiment in China led to COVID escaping the laboratory. Many people worry about some of the experiments they hear about. Such was the case when it was announced the Large Hadron Collider, the biggest machine on Earth, had gotten more powerful, and now it was capable of creating many black holes. Many people complained this was far too dangerous to do on Earth. I had to agree with this one. One scientist actually said something to the effect that there was only a tiny chance the black hole, if one was created, would be dangerous and grow. Hey, take the chance on some other world, we need this one. There certainly is plenty for us to worry about, and it seems to be getting worse every year.